even using the title as the God that never changes, and this will be, if I'm not mistaken, part six, right, Beth? Part six of the God that never changes. I'm trying to figure out where I want to start with this. Let's look at Ephesians chapter 6. And Beth will put it up on the screen. I'm going to be reading from the Amplified Bible. If you don't have one, it'll be on the screen. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. It says, in conclusion, be strong in the Lord, be empowered through your union with Him. Draw your strength from Him, that strength which His boundless might provides. Put on God's whole armor, the armor of a heavy-armed soldier which God supplies, that you may be able successfully to stand up against all the strategies and the deceits of the devil. For we are not wrestling with flesh and blood, contending only with physical opponents, but against the despotisms, against the powers, against the master spirits who are, notice it don't say the world, it says the world rulers of this present darkness. It says against the spirit forces of wickedness in the heavenly supernatural fear. Therefore, put on God's complete armor that you may be able to resist and stand your ground on the evil day of danger. And having done all the crisis demands to stand, stand firmly in your place. He says, stand therefore, hold your ground, having tightened the belt of truth around your loins and having put on the breastplate. And I'm not going to read the rest of the armor. Skip down to verse 18. It says, pray at all times, on every occasion, in every season, in the spirit with all manner of prayer and entreaty. To that end, keep alert and watch with strong purpose and perseverance, interceding in behalf of all the saints, God's consecrated people. He says, and pray also for me that freedom of utterance may be given me, that I may open my mouth to proclaim boldly the mystery of the good news of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in a coupling chain in prison. Pray that I may declare it boldly and courageously as I ought to do. Now, what I'm going to be talking about this morning, and maybe what we've been talking about for a little while, but especially this morning, there'll be some people. Now, y'all know I'm not just talking to us that are in here. We have, we're on Facebook. We have a internet ministry, so all of our sermons are on the internet and all of that. So I'm talking to people all over the world. But what I'm going to be talking about this morning and speaking about, a lot of people would hear and they're going to think politics. I'm not a politician. I don't even know that much about it. You know, certain things I don't even know that much about. But what we're going to be talking about this morning is how God intervenes, because He's the God that never changes. Whatever He did before, He will do again. If you read the book of Ecclesiastes, He says there's nothing new under the sun. What has been will be again. We talked about at one point how that the spirits of darkness, the ones that we just read, they've been here since the beginning. We're not dealing with any new demons. The devil can't be creating any new demons or anything like that. We talked about how that Daniel, you know, when he prayed for 21 days, the angel of the Lord came and told him, said, I heard you, you know, since the beginning when you first started praying, but it's took him 21 days. And then Michael, I believe it was, had to come and help him. You know, that's these same demons that we're dealing with. We have those that try to attach themselves or influence us as an individual. Then is a body. Then you have them, you know, they get over cities and they get over states. Then you have those that they're over nations. And that's the ones that Daniel was talking about. And we're going to be talking about some of that today. But any time that there is something that comes, it never catches God off guard. There's things that has been prophesied from the beginning that has not even come to pass yet. That will come to pass. But every time that there's a problem with God's people, or what if God raises up a Joseph, God raises up an Esther, God raises up a David, God raises up a Daniel. Why? Because this is God's person that He has chosen to intervene on behalf of His people. Because how many knows, if God wants to do something in the earth, He just does it? He does it through people. If the devil wants to do something in the earth, He just does it? No, He does it through people. Why? God's not writing the laws on our books. He's not sending money. He's not counterfeiting money in heaven and sending it down here to the earth, right? Everything God does, he does through people. And he says whatever he does, he reveals it to his people or his prophets first. Now, if you got your Bible, and I'm going to tell this story because it's so long, you can turn to Genesis 37. But we're going to talk this story through. We ain't got time to read it through because, I mean, it's chapter after chapter after chapter, and then we got another one. But here in Genesis 37, and if you want to go back and read the whole story, you can later. We have Christians today that they don't want to hear anything about what they call politics. They don't vote. Y'all ain't saying nothing. They don't vote because they don't think they should be involved. Let me tell you something. Wherever God's people's not involved or ruling, you better believe the devil is. And God has his people everywhere, and he wants us everywhere even more. Why? Because when we are somewhere, just like this land here and this property, this building and everything, one time it was not controlled by God. But whenever he gave it to us, guess who controls it now? Why? Because he's given it unto us, and we seek his will, and we allow him to rule. It's the same way in everything. But here in this story, this is the story about Joseph's dream. And Beth is going to put up on the screen what she can, because I don't know how far we'll read, because we're going to go through the whole story, but we don't have time to read the whole thing. And this will be in the Amplified too. It says, "So Jacob dwelt in the land in which his father had been a stranger and sojourner in the land of Canaan. This is the history of the descendants of Jacob. This is Jacob's line. Joseph, when he was 17 years old, was shepherding the flock with his brothers. The lad was with the sons of Bilhah and Zilpah, his father's secondary wives, and Joseph brought to his father a bad report of them," talking about his brothers. He says, "Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children because he was the son of his old age, and he made him a distinctive long tunic with sleeves." We call it the coat of many colors. "But when his brothers saw it, that he loved Joseph more than all of his brothers, they hated him and could not say peace and friendly greeting to him or speak peaceably to him. Now Joseph had a dream, and he told it his brothers, and they hated him still more. And he said to them, 'Listen now and hear, I pray you, this dream that I have dreamed. We brothers were binding sheaves in the field, and behold, my sheaf arose and stood upright, and behold, your sheaf stood round about my sheaf and bowed down. His brothers said to him, 'Shall you indeed reign over us, or are you going to have us as your subjects and dominate us?' And they hated him all the more for his dream and for what he said." It says, "But Joseph dreamed yet another dream and told it to his brothers also. He said, 'See here, I have dreamed again, and behold, this time not only 11 stars, but also the sun and the moon bowed down and did reverence to me.' And he told it to his father as well as his brethren, but his father rebuked him and said to him, 'What is the meaning of this dream that you have dreamed? Shall I and your mother and your brothers actually come to bow down ourselves to the earth and do homage to you?' Joseph's brothers envied him and were jealous of him, but his father observed the saying and pondered over it." Now, y'all know how the story goes, right? We'll just recap a little bit for time's sake, because we don't have time to read all of this. So this is the dreams that Joseph had that he told his brothers and all of them, you know. And God has picked Joseph. God picks people, you know. Not always because it's something about them. But how many knows God has... The Bible says Jesus was the lamb slain before the foundations of the world. God already made this out in his heart and mind before he ever started time. So God knows exactly how it's going to go, exactly how it's going to end up, what everybody's going to do. The Bible says he knows our thoughts from afar, just our thoughts. And he knows our intentions of our heart. The Bible says the Word of God is a discerner of the intents of the heart, right? So God knows everything, and he doesn't leave anything to chance. God has prophecies riding on these words. This dream that he's given to Joseph is riding on God's word, on this dream coming to pass exactly. Now you take that over into today. God has chosen people just like this for an example. I would not choose me and Scotty to do what we're doing. Y'all have no idea. I don't have a clue what I'm doing. Not a clue. I have a little bit more better clue than what I had in the beginning. I mean, in the beginning, I had none whatsoever, you know, that God would choose us, you know. And all I can say is it's the mercy and the grace of God by his own selection, and he shows up real good in people that have not a clue to know what they're doing when they do their best to follow his leading and what he's saying. So it's the same way today. God has presidents. God has prime ministers. God has people all over this world because he leaves nothing to chance that he has chosen. Some have been born for such a time as this. Just like me and you, we could have been born back in Old Testament times. God didn't want us in Old Testament times. God wanted us in these times. Why? There's specific things that God has called every single one of us to be and to do here in the earth before we leave here. And so he's chosen Joseph. And he's given him these dreams. Now we know from the story what's going to happen. There's a famine coming, right? Y'all remember, right? We don't have to read all that. But there's a famine going to come all across the land. This is the mercy and the grace and the goodness of God. That he would raise up a man that's going later on to go through hell and high water, so to speak. Right? Did he not do? The Bible, we just got through reading, he was 17 years old when he had the dream. He's going to be in his 30s later before we get through with the story. Now, in this story, I got some places wrote down because we don't want to read the whole thing. Now, we read here that he gave him the dream and all of that, and he told it to him, but his father pondered it. And look here in Genesis 39. Now, before we get to 39, what happens is this dream, his brothers already don't like him because he's favored by his father. And he tells the dream and all of that. Well, they like him even less. They hate him, in other words, you know. So what they want to do is they want to kill him. Well, Reuben comes along and he says, let's don't kill him. Reuben's one of the brothers. He says, let's don't kill him. So he talked him into, they put him in this hole or well or whatever it was, hole in the ground or whatever. Well, while Reuben's gone, a caravan of Ishmaelites comes by, and they sell him to the caravan. Then the caravan sells him to Potiphar. Potiphar is a high-up guy over here. Now, in verse 39, it says, and Joseph was brought down to Egypt. This is amplified again. And Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, the captain and chief executioner of the royal guard, an Egyptian, bought him from the Ishmaelites who had brought him down there. But the Lord was with Joseph. See, you got people, they believe if you're going through any kind of trouble like Job, you must have sinned, Sandy. And we know it ain't so. He goes on, but the Lord was with Joseph, and he, though a slave, was a successful and prosperous man. And he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And his master saw that the Lord was with him and that the Lord made all he did to flourish and succeed in his hand. So Joseph pleased Potiphar and found favor in his sight, and he served him. And his master made him supervisor over his house, and he put all that he had in his charge. Now we know how the story goes. Later on, while he's doing his work and all this, and he's working in the house this day, Potiphar's wife has got the hots for him, so to speak. Just my language. I'm paraphrasing here. Well, she wants him, and we know why she wants him. And he's not going to have any of that. He tells her, you know, that I should not do this to my master and my God, you know. And so he is taken off out of there, and she rips the coat off of him, you know. And then she tells her husband and servants later on, you know, that he tried to do things to her, which was not so, as the story goes. So then what happens to him? He gets thrown into prison unjustly. Y'all better hear what I'm telling you. I'm talking about today. Now, I don't care if you like Trump. You don't. I'm not trying to get you to vote for Trump. I'm trying to just give you the word of the Lord. That's the very reason why I said some people will hear the message this morning and they're going to cut it off because they're going to think politics. I'm not talking politics. Was not this man chosen by God? Was not everything and everybody against him and the will of God? But God was with him. I don't like Trump's personality. I don't like the way he says things. Kind of like people don't like the way I say things. Sometimes they're just kind of raw the way they come out. I don't know any other way to say it. But when you listen to the things that he's saying, if you'll listen long enough, you can hear God. And when I listen to the things that he say, I went back and I, probably 3 or 4 months ago now, God told me, go back and listen to the prophecies. There's some that I listen to. Chris Reed is one. It's Chris, R-E-E. R-E-E-D, if y'all want to go look him up. And then also Kim Clement, he's one that I listen to, you know, that gives prophecies and all that, which he's gone to be with the Lord now. Chris Reed's still here. But anyway, and I went back and I listened to all of these. And I even brought one here to where in 2015 he prophesied it. And y'all remember he said the heads of children have been taken. There's no way in 2015 he could have known that. But it shows the timeline that we're on. Now, we've been talking a lot about the fivefold ministry, and especially the prophets. Why does God do that? Because he loves us. So we will know the things that are to come, the things that he's going to do. Sometimes there's things that God will say they can be changed through repentance. Remember Hezekiah? Yeah. Isaiah went and told him, you're going to die. He turned his face to the wall, he repented, and he prayed. Before he could get out the door, Isaiah got sent back. You're going to live. 15 more years I'm going to give you. So sometimes things can be changed. Sometimes things cannot be changed. Sometimes the things that cannot be changed, God wants us to intervene and pray, just like the wars that's going on right now. God told us about them before time, but we need to be praying. God protect the innocent. God have mercy. God on those, Lord, open. God is going to open up great doors of revival over there in Iran and Iraq and all these countries that they've not been that open to. Why? Because anytime the enemy is doing something, God is also doing something. God don't just let this stuff go. And God wants us as his people to know what's happening. Why? So we can pray. We can intercede. Isn't that what Paul just said? Pray at all times and every occasion. Watch and pray. Right? We need to be interceding. Why? There's always casualties in war. But how many knows God can protect and God can minimize those casualties of war? And places where doors have not been opened, just like we read the Apostle Paul praying that a wide door, one place he said, has been opened to me. He says, for the gospel, he says, but with it many adversaries, pray for me. And then in the scripture we just read in Ephesians 6, he said, pray for me that I would boldly. We need to be praying, God, send your messengers over there to these places. And all, not just there, but all around the world. God, why? Because these people and even cities and whole countries are sitting in darkness. These rulers of the darkness that is out there. The Bible says if the gospel be hid, it's hid to those who the enemy has blinded their hearts and minds. So we need to be praying, God, raise up, send messengers, God, that would boldly proclaim the gospel, Lord, that the truth of the light would get into these people, God, that they would be born again. And it will happen. It absolutely will happen. Well, that's God's goodness. God loves people. I don't care who you are. God loves you. But now if you will not turn, you will face consequences for your actions. Why? God is a just God. But he really always wants to show mercy over judgment. Because God is that good. But how many know sometimes when people won't turn, just like Hezekiah, had he not turned to the wall and repented and prayed and asked God, he wouldn't have got his 15 more years. He would have died just exactly like he said. So God is raising up people that will intercede. And just like not only the people to intercede, God wants, listen, y'all remember when the pandemic happened and we sent money to India, to the church over there? You know what their word was? Scotty told y'all, do y'all remember? This church was like a Joseph to them. Why? Because God had, and I mean, who would have thought it? India? For real? Us in India? That God raised us up just for, not just for that reason, but for a time as they would be in need over there. And God said, you are the Joseph that I have raised up. You are the ones that I have taught the principles of my word according to finances, so you can be blessed to be a blessing. And we sent money over there through the whole pandemic. And that y'all saw the videos that they sent back of the food and things that they had bought and the testimonies of what God did with the finances and the prayers that we sent over there for those people. It's the same way all over the world right now. God is raising people up in their families to be like Joseph's. And a lot of times you'll be the one that is so misunderstood. You see, if you walk and you live by faith, they don't understand you unless they walk and live by faith. Because the things you see on the inside, I'm not talking about with these eyes. The things you hear on the inside, I'm not talking about with these natural ears. You hear and you see things that others do not, that are not born again. So therefore, I mean, it stands to reason why they think you're so weird. I mean, that's like Sandy. And she come and she told me, you know, she got on me there for a little while, Miss Scotty, but he'd usually be at work. And she'd come, you know, trying to get us to go to church and all this because she's praying for us and everything. And when she come, the day she come and was prophesying to me and told me about Travis, she didn't call his name, but told me I was going to have a baby in 3 months and all that. I thought she was such a weirdo, Johnny. Weirdo. But I did what she said. And there he is. But see, my carnal, I remember at one time you called after he was born and wanted to know, did he have a J on him anywhere? For some reason, I thought, this is really flaky right here. No. I said, no, he has no J. Well, she's looking for a son or something. I don't know, you know. But I thought, this is really weird now. Well, that's the way they are. But how many knows you have been some of the ones that are chosen in your own families to be like Joseph to your families? And they don't always understand it. And so, therefore, you may be the one that's persecuted. But you can't quit. Why? Because God has chosen you. God has chosen every one of us for some kind of specific purpose here in the earth. Right? So, anyway, we know how the story goes here. He gets thrown in prison just because Potiphar's wife has got the hots for him and he won't let her have him. And then, lo and behold, here in chapter 4, I'll just read this verse 1 here. He says, now sometime later, the butler and the baker of the king of Egypt offended their lord, Egypt's king, and Pharaoh was angry with his officers, the chief of the butlers and the chief of the bakers. So how this story here goes, later on they get thrown in there like we just read because they upset the king. And they go before Joseph, and they start telling Joseph their dreams. I believe it was the butler that told the dream first. Well, whenever the butler tells Joseph the dream, guess what happens? God gives Joseph the interpretation of the butler's dream. And he tells him, I think it was something like, he said, told him 3 days from now, you know, you're going to be raised back up and restored to your position. Well, then lo and behold, the baker tells him his dream. And he didn't have good news for the baker. He tells him, said, you're going to lose your head, you're going to be hung. This is not going to be good for you. And he tells him, he says, when you get back restored, he says, remember me. Right? Y'all remember that? Years go by. Sometimes God puts us in obscure places because there's things got to be worked out of us and things got to be worked in us. And we have to have faith and patience to wait on the timing of the Lord. And that is exactly what is happening to Joseph here. Years go by before they remember. And they don't remember it until Pharaoh has a dream. Let's go over to, it's in 41, I think. I'm giving y'all these so y'all can go back and read these if y'all want to. But anyway, and in here in 41, you know, they have the dreams and all that. He interprets the dream. Then lo and behold, Pharaoh has a dream. And when Pharaoh has a dream, the butler remembers Joseph. And he tells him because there was nobody that could interpret the dream for him. So he calls for Joseph out of the prison and all that. And here comes Joseph and he tells him the dream. And lo and behold, God. Did y'all hear what I said? God gives Joseph the interpretation of the dream. And just to paraphrase or whatever, he tells him there's going to be 7 years of plenty, more than enough, and abundance. But then there, because of the cows, y'all remember that? How that there was fat cows out there, and they got eat up by the skinny cows. But even after they got eat, they were still skinny. And he tells him, he says, what the interpretation is, he says, there's going to be 7 years of an abundant harvest of food and grain and things. He says, but then there's going to come 7 years of famine that's going to eat up all the 7 fat years. Y'all remember the story? So he tells him this. And what does he do? He sees such wisdom of God in this man. He even tells Pharaoh how to fix the problem. He didn't just interpret the dream. How many knows this kind of wisdom only comes from God? Exactly what's happening today. And he tells him, he says, okay. He says, look, Pharaoh, I'm paraphrasing again. He says, what we'll do, he said, just store up so much of this grain and all this stuff, this abundance and everything for the 7 years. So whenever it gets in famine, the people can come, they can pay money or exchange, you know, so we'll still have food. So that's what they do. So lo and behold, in, chapter 42, The famine gets so great it reaches out to Jacob and Joseph's brothers. Well, gets out there and they get word that in Egypt, under Pharaoh, there's food. And you can come and you can buy food or whatever. So Jacob sends his sons out there, except that he don't let the youngest one, what's his name, Benjamin? He don't let him go. He sends his boys out there, you know, over there to get food. And when he does, Joseph recognizes him. But they don't recognize Joseph. You got to remember, Joseph is in his 30s and he was 17 years old when they sold him into slavery. So they don't recognize him. So y'all know how the story goes, right? You know, he gives them that and everything. And what is it? He puts a silver cup or something in one of them's bag, you know, so they go and they get in trouble for that. All according to Joseph's plan, so they would bring Benjamin and Jacob back. Well, they go back and they tell their father, you know, and so then he sends Benjamin and he keeps Benjamin. Why? So Jacob's got to come. Now look, in this plan of God and in the wisdom of God, this whole thing was to preserve God's people. The whole thing. God knew the famine was coming. God knew how to keep them sustained through the famine and how to get Jacob and his sons over into Egypt where he needed them to be. Well, that's how the story goes. Jacob and his sons, they all come back because Joseph wouldn't let Benjamin go. Well, when they get back, Joseph takes them in and he reveals himself to them. That, look, I'm Joseph, and I don't got no hard feelings toward y'all against what y'all did. It was the plan of God. Y'all hear what I'm telling you? Then you go I got some stuff right down here. This placed Joseph and his family right where God wanted him to be, safe from famine, to bring prosperity, and to bless and to preserve a people. God loves America. I don't know if it's God or if it's just me or what, but it's like I love this country. Good morning, Jeffrey. Good to see you. That God loves this country. I mean, that I love this country more than I have ever loved it in my life. And I don't know if it's just me. I don't think it is. But how many knows? God loves America. With all of her mess ups, I mean, I can't imagine all around America the things that goes on day and night that is probably putrid to God. But yet he still loves us, and he's still got people here that we really do love him, and we're born again and we serve him, and God is going to preserve America. And that is exactly what he's trying to do right now. Now, like I said, I don't care if you like Trump, don't like Trump. I'm not trying to get you to vote for him. I wish I didn't even have to say the name Trump, because I'm not talking about necessarily Trump as the man. When I hear him talk and I listen, I can hear how much God loves us. The things that he's saying, the things that he did when he was office. And ain't nobody ever made Jerusalem no capital over there, but every one of them talked about it. He was the only one that was able by God to get that job done. So I'm not talking about a man. I'm talking about the plan of God, and God always uses people. Just like right here, he could not do the things he wanted to do without a Joseph. But look at what Joseph went through. When you go back and you look at all the things that they have done to Trump because of God, they have been investigating him since 2015. In 2016, when he come down that escalator, him and Melania, oh boy, did it open up a can of worms then. All the demons in hell, I think, got a report. Get this one. Why? Because the devil's not stupid, and he knows the plan of God too. Just like Jesus. Y'all remember whenever Jesus was born, what happened? The king sent out his men, and they killed all the kids that was two and under. Why? To kill the coming king. Why? Because he doesn't know everything, but he knows parts of the plan. He knows every word that this Bible says. He knows more about it than I do, other than the Holy Spirit on the inside of me. He's not smarter than him. Because the greater one lives on the inside of born-again people. But, I mean, they have investigated him. Sandy, I think after, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 1, 2, 3, nearly 24. So over 7 years, they have been investigating him. And I'm not a lawyer or a what do you call it, a DA or anything. But I would think after 7-8 years, if you got any dirt anywhere, I could find it. I really think so. Maybe not, but I think so. So then here you go, and you've got all these lawyers and all these politicians and all these other higher-up people and everything investigating him. They have not found one thing that they have proven that they have seen. And he's in court now over saying Mar-a-Lago, where he lives, was worth more than what he said it was at the time that he borrowed money to do a bill. And you got all these banks coming there saying they was never late. They never defaulted on one of their, where they borrowed money. No, we had great dealings with them. Are you serious? Why is it? Because the devil's got to stop the plan. And see, he is part of the plan. I'm not talking about, I'm not talking about putting your trust in a man. I'm talking about putting your trust in God. Just like right here, they didn't put their trust in this man. They wasn't supposed to put their trust in Joseph, but in God. But God always raises up a physical person that he has to walk through, or persons. Just like what's going to come about that God has planned, it's not just through Trump. Did y'all see where the house got changed? Yeah, it's part of God's plan. I bet y'all hadn't seen on the news all of the corruption about Biden that's coming out, the treason and all this stuff, have you? I can't find it on there. You know what I see? War in Israel, war in Israel, war in Israel. And then for a whole week, the guy that did the mass shooting up there that killed himself, did y'all see any of that? They played that for a solid week. I'm like, are you serious? Why do they do that? Because there's things they don't want you to know. But I've done heard the prophecy where God says, I sat at the table and I saw them when they made their plans that is hidden from people like us. He says, but I'm going to reveal them to you. I'm going to show you what happened. And I'm telling you, if you look on the internet in different places for news, just like now there's some on TV like Victory News, Newsmax. They're usually pretty good, you know, about what they show and tell and all that. But then the internet, there's some places you can go on the internet that you can read news and different. That's not bias or trying to give you their opinion or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Because you listen to some news people, and even if they tell you the facts, they put a twist on it with the way they emphasize certain words. But the reason why they're doing that is because they don't want all the corruption coming out that's coming out. I'm telling you, they have stuff on this entire family. And God said it's going to be the greatest scandal there has ever been in the United States. God's always got a plan. That's just like the things that has been happening. They tell how many people they believe has come through the border. And if it's the number that they say, you know it's got to be more. And they just caught one the other day. He was a Jordanian, and he was over here, and he was learning how to make bombs. And they found that one. But guess what? For every one that they find, there's probably 3 to 5 or more that they do not. But guess what? God knows where every single person that has come across that border, every single person that has flew over here undercover, that has come into this country, and they want another 9/11, but I done heard it. God said no. See, a lot of people think 9/11 happened just because our FBI, CIA, and all them didn't see it. No, they didn't see it because God didn't show it. Y'all not saying nothing. See, you can only see what God allows you to see. Just like all this with Israel, they didn't see it. They just didn't see it. But God knew exactly where it was, exactly what was going to happen, and God always has a plan. I don't know if y'all heard the other day about when Trump is reelected, and he will be because God said he would be. Now, let me back up, and because I'm trying to get ahead of myself here, back up to something that I want to say. God has a plan, but the devil also has a plan. And I've done listen to the prophecy and all of that, and know some about the word and everything, about what's coming, and it's good. And I heard Trump the other day, I was on the internet, and I was listening to him, and he's going to make a college. Did y'all hear about that? No? Oh, yeah, he's going to make a college. And he ain't even going to take no government money to pay for it. He's going to tax, sue, and fine all these colleges that is allowing Hamas up there with their flags and the Palestinian flag and all this other stuff and the rioting that they're allowing to do that has taught our kids to hate America? Are you kidding me? I got to tell you this. My sister's for Auburn. I don't like Auburn. I don't like Auburn. Sandy's for Auburn. I love you, but I just don't like Auburn. That is the craziest thing to me, Johnny. Unless you live in Auburn, how can you be for Auburn if you live in Alabama? That's just treason to me. Nah, y'all be for whoever you're for. Y'all understand what in my thinking, that just does not compute. Now, I could see it if I lived in Auburn. Jeffrey's for Auburn, too. I could see it if I lived in Auburn, I would be for Auburn over Alabama. But I don't live in Auburn. I live in Alabama, so I got to be for Alabama. I can't be for Florida or Texas or nobody else. Why? That's betrayal to me. And how you can live in this country and say death to America, how dare you? After this country, you came here for a better life and the blessing of the Lord and the freedom that God has given us here. And then you stand up and say death to America. Forgive me, I'm passionate about this. I love this country. I love God. God loves this country. Not saying he doesn't love other people, because he does. But God's not through with this country. And what they have done, the devil has tried to bring about the end times before God says it's time. I told y'all, I think, last week that I didn't know if this was Ezekiel 38 and 39, but it's not. How do I know that? Because God still has good plans for America. And God, that's just like this, you know. We had oil when Trump was in there. We don't do our own oil now. God wants our... Let me tell you something, in case you don't know it. This whole global warming thing is nothing but a money-making scam. God knew. I mean, it would be an insult to God to think he did. God knew exactly how much gold this world would need from the time he started his plan until the day he ended it. And he put it here. God knew exactly, with all of our gas-guzzling jets and our cars. Dodges, they usually use more gas than anything, but anyway. All of this and the smog that comes out of, didn't God know? Don't you think he knew? He put it here for his people, not for the devil and his people, but for God's people. And he knows exactly where it's at. And he wants it used. But what's the devil? Oh, no, gosh, that's going to make some smog. Don't burn nothing. We're just eating nothing. Let me tell you something, baby. This place is going to burn one day. The Bible says with a fervent heat. But it is not going to be because of global warming. It's going to be at the word of the Lord and the plan that he set out, and not before that time. So God put here everything that he knew we would need. And I'm going to tell you what God's wanting to do, in case you don't already know. God wants to open oil back up over here, that we do our own oil. Not saying we don't get some from somewhere else. I'm talking about he wants to open it back up. Why? Because it's here, and it's here for the people of America. It's here for the United States. God put it here for us. But then you got the devil trying to stop it. Why? Because all of this is according to his plan, but not God's plan. So guess what's going to happen? When he gets back in, God's going to open it back up. You mark my words. Then we got other things, just like I told you about that college that he's going to make. It's going to be called, what did I tell you that was going to be called? American Academy. That's the name of it. He said, they ain't going to be one jihadist allowed on the premises. Not a one. Y'all know what I'm saying when I say jihadist, right? I'm not saying Islamic. You can be Islam as your religion without being that jihadist stuff. But now, I'm not advocating Islam either, because that's a no-no, according to God. But jihadists, they want to kill the infidels everywhere they find them. Trump said not one jihadist on the premises. And he's going to make this college free. Free. And you don't even have to go there. You can either go there and be on campus, or you can do it online and get the same credits. Ain't that amazing? and not going to take one more tax money or anything out of the budget or the national thing to do it. That's amazing. And all the other things. And I've already heard it. The prophecy, in the end of it, God said, you'll see, this is my plan. He said, he's a genius. And he's talking about Trump. And he said, you're going to know that the plan could only have been given by me. The things that God is going to do. Let me tell you something. Before we saints leave here, there's a lot of stuff got to come to pass. You'll hear people saying, you know, Jesus could come today. No, he can't. Because there's a lot of things has not happened yet. One of the things that has to happen, God has to answer every person's prayer that has ever been prayed before you go. Do you realize there's people in the Old Testament that prayed things that has not even been answered yet? There's grandmothers that has prayed that God ain't answered their prayers yet, but they will. I'm talking about prayers in faith. I'm not talking about just, y'all know the kind I'm not talking about. Those that ain't got a lick of faith, you're just wishing God would do something. I'm talking about those people that have cried out unto God and had the will of God with the faith of God asking for these. He's got to answer every one of them, Sandy. Why? If he didn't, he would be a liar and he would be unjust to his word. And the devil ain't going to make that happen. I don't care how much he tries. Well, the wealth transfer has not been done yet. And God promises it. Is it going to come to every creature? Christian? No. It's going to be for those who have done what God's... Why? God is not going to just transfer wealth to a person so they can get a bigger house and a bigger car and all that just about themselves. Now, your car or your house may be involved in some of that, but what is it for? To do the plan and the will of God with. And he said, if your families... Just like there's whole families out here that have been put in slavery and different things like that, that they was one time wealthy and they lost it. It got taken from them. God's going to restore it back. Why? Because he is just and he's right. And all of this has to happen. And what they have done is trying to do away with all of that that God's got to do before the end time and make it now, and it's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. And God has good things for the entire earth, but especially for America. I'm talking about, I want to say a land flowing with milk and honey, but I can't because he didn't say that to me. But I mean good things to where our children can play outside again. Do you know, I can't remember if it was Ted Cruz or that Holly guy, and I'm just half stopped. I just got saying he got started good. It was either Ted Cruz, Senator Ted Cruz, or the Senator Holly. I can't remember his first name. I watched the other day, they're having these... I don't want to say tribunals, but anyway, where these people are having to testify before Congress. Have y'all seen any of that? No? Okay. Well, this was either Ted Cruz or that Senator Holly, that this woman that is in Homeland Security and all the border stuff and all that, they're having to testify and answer their questions. They have lost, you better hear me, people, they have lost, according to them, 85,000 of these migrant kids. Senator found them. Not all of them. But guess where they are, some of them, that they could find? They're being sex trafficked. Y'all not saying nothing. We want to talk about black people and Hispanics and all that that has been in slavery and different things happening. What about the ones that's going on now? Don't we care? Are we just so blind and caught up in our own stuff? We don't know it. 85,000 kids. And some of them, they're being sex trafficked. Some of them, they're being in slave labor. They're working in factories, Sandy. Aiden's aging up, working in factories, not being paid, not being properly taken care of, and all kinds of things because they found some of them. And you can say whatever you want to, but I'm watching this, and he asked her the question. He said, did you know this? And she tried not to answer to start with. And he got rough with her and said, to answer the question, did you know this? And she said, yes. That's the kind of stuff that's going on right now that we're not being told about. And we need to be praying about it. God, I told the Lord this morning, I said, God, why me? I mean, I know very little about this stuff and the politics and different things like that. I can't tell you why it's not Johnny or why it's not Scotty or why it's not Sandy up here telling y'all all this stuff. I'm not that smart. God has picked, I guess, so you'll know. Why? Because he always tells us, we need to be praying for these people. Have y'all seen these people that they let come over here? They're sleeping on the streets. They got no family here. They got no job. They got nothing to eat. Now, they're putting them in hotels, and they've given them something like $2,200 when they got here. I'm talking about this been here for a little while. I seen two of them said they come from Venezuela, and they want to go back home, Johnny. They said, we had it better at home. We got nothing. We got nothing except our little bag of clothes, no family, no money, no job, no help, no nothing. And they're trying to get these people to make it where they can vote. Not counting all the sex trafficking they're doing and slave labor that's not being paid for. Don't you know God can't stand this stuff? And he wants it changed. So we need to be praying for the next elections. And not only the elections, but God, anywhere anybody tries to do fraud or any corruption, stop it, God. You know where it's at. Point it out, God. Make it known. Don't allow it to happen. Why? Because God wants to bless. But how many knows, just like I got through reading over there in Ephesians, we got real devils. We got devils over nations that are as involved highly in these things that are going on right now. And we need to be praying. And not just praying our little prayer. Be led when you pray. That's what he's talking. He ain't necessarily just talking about praying in tongues. How many knows when a lot of times when you start out praying, you're in the flesh. You don't have a clue. You just start praising, worshiping the Lord. And all of a sudden you start getting stuff coming up on the inside of you. And when you do, that's God. He knows everything. Just pray it, even if you don't have understanding in your mind. Just pray whatever is coming to you at the time. I got to stop because I'm actually over time. And I hate to cut it off like that, but I have to, Scotty says. It gets an hour and a half, and I get 45 minutes. Does anybody have any questions or comments or anything?